The ex-wife is saying that she got proof that Fawny is basically having an affair and she went out of town with her husband. Her husband. Let's deep dive into this, y'all. Let's find out what's going on out in these streets.
Fulton County DA Fawny Willis will appear in a Cobb County courtroom tomorrow regarding the divorce case for her special prosecutor. Fox 5's Kim Leffler joins us from the live desk with more on what we can expect on that. Kim?
Well, Willis has been subpoenaed to be deposed in her special prosecutor Nathan Wade's divorce case that was issued by Wade's ex-wife Jocelyn Wade. This comes after Willis is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with Wade by one of the co-defendants in the election interference case. Michael Roman wants his case thrown out, claiming Willis and Wade had an inappropriate relationship before he was hired, saying they should not be allowed to prosecute because of it. Wade's ex-wife submitted bank records showing Willis and Wade took multiple trips together during the investigation into the...
Hold on, let's stop there for a second. Shout out to Jocelyn Wade for doing her investigation, her internal investigation, and man, making sure she go through all of the bank records. See, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. And you taking multiple different vacations together, and that ain't, these ain't work trips. Listen, all of the stuff that you need to be doing is in Fulton County. What y'all taking vacations and trips over into the Dominican Republic for? Oh, not saying that they took vacations over to the Dominican Republic, but they took them over to sunny places, resorts, possibly, allegedly, stayed in the same room together. I wonder how much work was getting done during those trips. Mama that filed for divorce. See, listen, it always come back to you when you don't have dick discipline. And I keep telling these guys every single day, just because that woman showed you a little bit of love and a little bit of affection, all of these women that's on your job and you think you cute, and just because you got some position of authority. I was talking to my homeboy and he said, look, bro, it's so funny. He said, any man that's in a position of authority is going to get the box at the job. And any woman that's in a position of authority is going to use her position of authority to get some D at the job. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, bro, even at the warehouse, he said, even the McDonald's manager going to get in the favor of the employees, and somehow, some way, women just by default see positions of authority and they trying to get that box up to them. I said, that is true. That is true. I've worked in a lot of places, including the plant, where the supervisor was wielding authority, and next thing you know that he's sleeping with that girl over there, and then he got a bunch of girls over there fighting, and then now one of them accused him of something. He's sitting inside of HR, and he trying to save his job. Meanwhile, nobody knew that he was married, and now his wife is coming after everything. It happens every single day. It happens all the time. And so now, because of a lack of dick discipline, he's fumbling the bag. And now the wife is going through a process where they messing up the cases that they got going on. And his possible promotions and all of the money that he made. Why? Because he had to bust down, allegedly, was being alleged, he had to bust down the Fulton County DA, who just so happened to be Fawny Willis.
The Georgia election interference case involving former President Donald Trump. Willis filed an emergency motion Thursday asking the judge to stay her testimony in Wade's divorce case. In that emergency motion, Willis says she lacks unique personal knowledge of any matter that is relevant to the subject matter involved in the pending action, claiming Wade...
I lack unique... Hold on, wait. Let's read this for one second. I lack unique personal knowledge of any matter that is relevant to the subject matter. See, all of this is just word salad, so I'm going to break it down from a C student's perspective. I lack any unique personal knowledge of any matter that is relevant to the subject matter involved in the pending action.
Wade's marriage fell apart before she met him. In her motion, the DA also says...
Wait, let's back up. She said, his marriage fell apart before I even met him. How you know what was going on in his marriage? Come on, man, listen. Let's put our prosecuting attorney hats on. How do you know How do you lack personal and unique knowledge to any matter relevant to whatever is going on with his pending divorce? Yet you know that they was having issues before you ever even met him. Guess what, baby girl, though? He's still married. Yeah. He's still married. You can't sit on the pulpit, which she just was last week, sitting there feeling a certain type of way, but then saying that, yo, he was having issues in his marriage and his relationship before I ever met him. Who in the office talking about their relationship in a negative way? Y'all in there chatty-pattying? When she come to the functions and when she come to the Christmas party, now she got to be looking at y'all, looking at her funny because y'all know all of her business.
Is relevant to the subject matter involved in the pending action, claiming Wade's marriage fell apart before she met him. In her motion, the DA also says Jocelyn Wade has conspired with interested parties in the criminal election interference case to use the civil discovery process to annoy, embarrass, and oppress District Attorney Willis.
No. Listen. The case should absolutely fall apart because there's ethics that we have to take into consideration. We don't listen when you busting down and giving promotions over here. We need to know what's going on. See, everything you do when you become more successful, when you become more relevant, affects what you have going on from a business perspective, right? Let's look at the rest of this first before I'll give y'all my full take.
One legal expert I spoke to says it's unknown whether or not the judge will have Willis testify.
On the one hand, a lot of the evidence that is wanted could be turned over in written form. On the other hand, since we were already moved this far into the divorce proceeding, it might just be easier to have her testify. And again, whether that's going to be open court or closed court is all yet to be.
Look at that. In the pulpit. And I don't know if y'all ever been to any of these Episcopal churches, these Pentecostal churches. But one thing is for sure. And two things is for certain is that when you see that water over there, that pastor done been there and the deacon done been there for a long time. The ushers bring that water in cold. They put the plastic over the glass. They make sure there ain't no fingerprints on it. Listen, I've been raised in a church. I know how things go in the church. And they let this woman stand up there on the pulpit and give a speech. And she not even ordained to minister to people.
Be seen. So there's a lot of unknowns for tomorrow that we'll have to wait and see.
Now, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has scheduled a hearing for February 15th regarding the motion filed by Roman. I'll have much more about how all of this could impact the election interference cases coming up tonight on Fox 5 News at 10 and News.
Let's see what we got going on over here.
Today, a Cobb County judge has called an emergency hearing in a divorce case that could shake up the Fulton County racketeering case against former President Donald Trump.
Atlanta News First's Rebecca Schramm is joining us live right now. Rebecca's at the Fulton County Courthouse. This divorce case involves a special prosecutor with whom the Fulton County DA is accused of having an affair.
That's right, Gervier and Brooks, good morning to you. You know, it's pretty rare for a divorce case to get this much attention, but when it involves the man who was chosen as the special prosecutor in the Trump case and the woman who hired him being accused of being the mistress, well, that is sure to bring some publicity. So take a look. Here's the latest. The wife of Nathan Wade, Joycelyn Wade, has accused her husband of having an affair with his boss, Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. On Friday, Joycelyn Wade submitted a filing in the divorce case that included credit card statements showing that her husband paid for airline tickets for himself and Willis to travel to and from San Francisco and Miami. We spoke with Emory Law Professor John Acevedo, and we asked him about Willis's claim that Wade's estranged wife is conspiring with one of the co-defendants in the Trump case to harass her and obstruct the case.
I think it's going to be difficult for her to ever prove that. The ex-wife has a right to pursue her divorce vigorously. The defendants have a right to pursue their defense vigorously. The fact that their interests may align in this moment, really, there's nothing improper about that.
So now the judge in the divorce case has scheduled an emergency hearing for 11:30 this morning. We will have a crew in the courtroom and we will let you know what happens.
So I'll keep you guys informed of what's going on over here with Fanny. Fanny, whatever her name is. I'm going to keep you guys informed. But let me tell you something. These women be busting it down for a real one. That's a fact, though. What you think that just because they in positions of power that they don't have needs? Absolutely, they bust it down for a real one. And when they submitted credit card statements, listen, the numbers don't lie. You buying stuff with your credit card for this chick and y'all flying out of town in order to go and have a vacation over in San Francisco? What's in San Francisco that y'all got to be doing all of this stuff? I think that they should absolutely step down. 100%. You cannot be having an inappropriate relationship that you get caught up in and now all of your business is out here in the streets. It is absolutely ethics. 100%. What I learned in corporate America, okay, what I learned in corporate America is this, is that what you do outside absolutely affects what happens within the company. Because we're all in sales. We're selling you on, they're selling the jury on whether or not this person is guilty or innocent. And if you have election interference, if you have interference with a case, if you have interference with your job, if you have interference with anything, it affects your ability to do business. And so one of the reasons why I had waited until after I had retired in 2019 to even start my second channel is because I knew that I was going to start deep diving and digging into things that I normally didn't talk about on my regular channel when I was just focused on documenting my lifestyle and talking about, you know, the things that didn't affect the company that I worked for, because where I worked was open information. And because I had ascended to certain positions within the company, it affected how the company was going on. And so anything that I said or happened outside of that would jeopardize my employment with that company. Now, today I'm in a different position because I'm largely only dependent on myself, and I refuse to go any further up in the company, even though I've gotten offers. I refuse to go any further up in the company because it would force me to be a lot more visible, which would then force me to choose between the company or what it is that I do here. There's no way I'm going to choose the company over what it is that I do here. A lot of you inside of the Patreon, you know exactly how much money I make. You've seen my W-2s. You know the type of bags that I bust down. But it's nothing compared to what it is that we're doing from a business perspective over on these platforms. So I chose to not go any further up because it would force me to be visible. I say all that to say, how can you not take into consideration the fact that what you do in your personal life, allegedly sleeping with another woman's husband, especially considering that you paid this man and you promoted him and you let him charge a bunch of hours that the taxpayers then have to send him money for, is not going to play a role in what it is that you promoted him to do in the case that y'all prosecuting. It's all interconnected, and with great power comes great responsibility. What you guys have to understand is that the decisions that you make today, because I know a lot of y'all will say, well, Anton, I'm not in a position of power. I'm not a public figure. I'm not an entertainer or whatever, right? Some of you are 20, some of you are 30, some of you are 40, some of you are 50. Guess what? One day you may decide to. One day you may decide to go further in your business or employment or whatever, right? And the things that you've done in your lifetime is going to come back to haunt you. As a matter of fact, I won't even say that. I'll say this. When you decide to live life as an adult, you have to understand that the further you go, the more money you get, it does not change who you are, but it does require you to have personal responsibility and accountability for the things that you do. And so everything that's done in the dark eventually comes to the light. That's why I'm so comfortable living my life like an open book, because eventually you're going to have to atone both publicly and privately for the things that you've done in your lifetime. We don't live in an environment anymore to where the things that people do. I seen a video. I seen a video the other day of Keith Lee. Somebody showed me a video of Keith Lee, right? And you know, Keith Lee, I respect him and I still respect him or whatever. And he's a food reviewer and they like, oh man, he tough. He's a UFC fighter. You know, he's all of that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Keith Lee is dope. Keith Lee is absolutely awesome. I rock with Keith Lee. And then somebody sent me a video, and it was Keith Lee. I guess he was bored during the pandemic, and he was busting it down for a real one as far as his dance moves. Seriously. And I was thinking to myself, I know that he want to take this back so bad. Come on, fam. Listen, listen. The things you do when you don't think that anybody is watching. Listen, don't do no TikTok challenges. Don't do no wild stuff. You know, what Keith Lee is known for today is much different what Keith Lee was doing during the pandemic. He was bored. He had on a do-rag. He was feeling himself. He said, I'm a let myself rock out. Now, you know, he's married and he has a family and he's focused. And I don't think that Keith Lee is gay. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, it's some stuff you can't take back. So when the things that you do when you may not be as visible may be something that comes back to annoy you. It may not, it's not going to throw it off. He's not going to ever be whatever, but it may be something that comes back to bother you and annoy you when you decide to take off, or you never know how visible you're going to get. So just be careful. Discipline in a general sense is necessary because you don't want to end up like Fawny Willis, Nathan Wade, or Keith Lee. You know what I'm saying?